Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Paulie.
Blue Shirt Underground, motherfucker!
Get the S arena back. Get the S arena back.
This is an unlawful gathering. This is an unlawful gathering.
The truth is out there. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers. And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. 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 This is New York Rangers.
Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is Thursday, August 9th, and here in Mesa, Arizona, it is 113 fun-loving degrees. Jim Schmiedeberg with you, and as always, joined by my co-host and friend, the one and only, Eddie Geik. Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I don't think you've ever said your full name on the show.
No, it's a big secret.
Your hang-ups as a broadcaster?
No.
I have a couple hang-ups as a human being, but nothing as a broadcaster. Hey!
When we make it big, I probably have to change that name. You know, I can't be going on Sirius or XM or FAN. That is Jim Schmiedeberg coming at you with Eddie Geik. Not to be like
it's
crazy.
Jimmy Superman and Eddie the G. Anyway,
Eddie and the Bean.
Man, let me tell you something. I'm pissed off.
Uh-oh.
How did the Rangers let Bobby Butler pass through their freaking fingers and get signed by the Devils? That's how boring things are that I'm actually pissed that Bobby Butler got past us. A guy I think could have actually helped the Rangers. He was signed by the Devils with a two-way contract. That's about it. Good night, everybody. No. I am so desperate for hockey that today I was watching the Olympics, the handball.
Yeah.
And the handball was kind of like hockey. You know, there's a goaltender, the whole thing.
Right.
I was like, boy, I wish this was hockey. I was like, you know, just goaltending, breakaways. And now they're telling me there might be a lockout here. That if nothing's reached by September 13th or 15th, it's going to be a lockout. I don't want that.
Yeah. Count Bettman announced today that I guess if there's no new agreement in place by September 15th, there's going to be a lockout. You know.
What are they going to do? What are we going to do?
Well, what are we going to do? We're going to do a football show.
I mean, as collectors, the fan collective, what are we going to do?
What do you mean, what are we going
to
do?
We're not just Rangers fans. We're hockey fans. We want to see the whole Shebangowitz.
We'll survive it. I'm telling you, Thanksgiving weekend is when hockey season's going to start.
Here we go.
I'm just telling you. I'm going by what
it is back. Just like with the Mark Stahl last year. You're back with the predictions.
Hold
on. How can you predict this?
Excuse me. Well, I'm telling you.
It's ludicrous right off the bat. There is no excuse me.
Let me. Can I explain myself, please, here? I feel like Ross Perot.
Okay.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Can I finish?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go.
Thanksgiving weekend is when the NBC when they have the big weekend planned. I think it's on Black Friday. They have a whole thing planned for the weekend. They can't afford to lose out on that. The NHL can't afford to lose out on that. The NHL isn't really sacrificing much by losing the first 6-7 weeks of their season, because most people are concentrated either on the baseball playoffs, especially in New York, where at least one of the teams is usually there, and then football, and then a little bit of basketball. I have no real problem with the league not starting up until Thanksgiving weekend, but I'm telling you, that's the rumor I keep reading from a lot of different people. And this is directly from Andrew Gross, from his column yesterday. As for the NHL, the league and the Players Association have been very diligent and regular about talking, but there is a wide divide on ideas of what is satisfactory. Not to be a spoiled sport, but I've gone on record saying a delayed start to the season seems very likely.
All right. I mean, you're bringing me down. All right, first of all, don't you think if they have a lockout that some fans who are very, I'll mention it like Costa, who are very lockout, strike, sensitive, may just say, screw it, I'm sick and tired of another sport where it's a lockout, like with the NBA and this and that.
No.
I don't agree with any Ranger fan. You don't think they're going to lose those fans to that?
No.
Seriously, I can't take it anymore with these lockouts.
You're going to turn your back on the Rangers? You're going to do the Paul Sorvino? Now I got to turn my back on you? $3,200? Now I got to turn my back on you? $3,200 for a lifetime. Not even enough to pay for the coffin. Joe D hit it right on the head. Hockey fans are dedicated. Hockey fans and football fans are the most dedicated fans. Now, I'm not saying it's the best thing in the world for hockey to lock out, to go through another labor strife. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, and I think a dedicated hockey fan isn't just going to walk away and say, that's it, I'm done with hockey. Maybe if you're a Predators fan or a Blue Jackets fan, maybe. A Ranger fan, they're not going anywhere. Red Wing fans, they're not going anywhere. Coyote fans, we're still looking for one of them.
Am I on mute tonight?
No, why?
I'm trying to get a word in edgewise here. All right, I understand your point there. Man, I really do need this vacation. I'm a little bit ornery here.
My goodness.
All right, now here's my point. Jeez, I think I forgot. What about these teams that are struggling? And how is Columbus or the Islanders or the Devil Dogs, these teams, going to be able to make any money knowing they're not going to make the playoffs in a shortened season? They could even lose even more money.
What do I give a fuck? What do I care?
Oh, you know, all you care is about you.
What about the right?
What about the solidarity of this league?
Like Archie,
the solvency, the financial solvency of this league, you don't care about.
Yeah. Don't you care? Give it extra time for Gabrick to come back.
That too?
I want to see hockey. I don't care if Zsa Gaborik comes back whenever he comes. Oh, by the way, he's making some progress.
I heard, yeah.
He's working very hard.
He's on that Blue Shirts United.
Oh, yeah. I think Cerny in his laptop interviewed him. The laptop has got more hair and personality than Cerny has. Another chill. Any people ever think that Jim Cerny is going to tell you the truth or is going to spout anything that you can glean some inside information, you're fooling yourself. Anybody who belongs to that Blue Shirt United, right now, can't see your account. You're getting nothing. You're getting ripped off. Son of a bitches. All right. So we got the lockout. I hope it doesn't happen. What could we do? It's out of our hands. Once again, the fans just get it. Frosty just canceled.
Good job, Frosty.
It's free?
Here.
I don't
cancel it anyway.
Yeah. Like, Jesus, I can't believe people pay for that.
Oh, there are some people that pay for it. We know one of them.
Well, you know what? I don't think people know that like, we're out here, or like people are out here in message boards and stuff. You can get it for free. You can listen to somebody's stupid opinion for free. Then I could. That's all in-house. That's all corporate nonsense. So don't listen to it. Don't feed into it. I mean, it's good when you get some nice pictures they throw up there once in a while, but come on.
Right. You just go steal those anywhere anyway.
Go to Blue Shirt Banter. That's where they steal their photos. Steal right back. That's what the internet is. It's just a giant stealing and lifting. I mean, let's face it.
One big Turkish bazaar.
It is. I mean, come on. It really is. Just, you know, you borrow the book and you never give it back, and you never give credit until you borrowed it from. Let's face it. Half this show is done that way. You would think the way this show runs through Blotto that we're not paying for it, that we are stealing it, but we actually are stupid enough to be paying.
Yeah. As bad as it sounds, you'd think we hacked in. No.
Now, Ranger Fan 80 is posing probably the biggest question right now. I don't think he really is, but since we have a lot of topics to talk about tonight.
We do?
He's talking about a power play trigger man for the Rangers. Do you think the Rangers show after Vishnovsky if he wins his arbitration case? Isn't that his get out of the Nassau County case?
Yeah.
Tracy says no. I don't know where you're going to put him. I don't know enough about Lubomir Vishnovsky to tell you. I know he's got a hell of a shot, but I don't know what kind of defense. Plus, when you've got Stroman and Bickle, really, do you really need more?
Your audio is very low.
All right, I'll boost that up.
There you go. It was like you weren't speaking into your microphone.
I was saying, when you have Bickle and Strowman, hey, you really don't need to improve.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So we covered that topic.
Right.
What's it? You got things going. What do you got going?
Well, we're going to play the game tonight. We're going to give away a couple of these fancy dancy Tortorella next question shirts, like the picture I posted on the Facebook wall. And those come to us courtesy of TarnationSports.com, a proud new ally of the show. You can follow them on Twitter at TarnationSports. And I just posted the website in the chat room.
All right, so everybody can see it. Okay. I want to see it. I really love this shirt.
Oh, it's great.
When you said there was a shirt coming up, I was like, okay, it's probably going to be something, really not something so clever or something, you know, something I wouldn't think was funny or clever. When I saw it, I said, that's great. I mean, if that could really sum up, I mean, one of the, it's just a great shirt, man.
Yeah.
It just is.
Without a doubt. So we're going to play a little Name That Ranger, and we've played this before. We did this when we gave away the Broadway hat that Sue Papagallo won. And
did you ever put that on?
What's that?
Did you ever model that on Facebook?
Yeah, she posted a picture in the Underground group. You ought to check that group out sometime.
I check it every day.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Yeah, she posted a picture in there.
And Frosty says he likes it when I'm lower. What does he mean by that? Oh, I think he knows it. I hung out with him on Saturday, too. I'll tell you all about that.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
You want to tell? So we're going to play Name That Ranger. I'll give you a couple of quick clues of a player. And then you guys will have to call in. We're not doing this in the chat room. You have to call in. 646-478-4692 is the number. And you'll have to ask a yes or no question. and then we'll either give you, you know, an answer, yes or no. You can take a guess if you want. If you get it right, you win the shirt. If you don't, you get the buzzer, and you get run. That's how we're going to do it. So we'll play that in just a few minutes.
Okay.
We've got two to give away. Actually, let me preface that. We have one to give away. We have two to give away. One we can give away immediately. The other one will probably be in about a week or two because they only sent me one to give away, and they sent me one for Eddie. But they will send me another one. And if they don't, I'll buy you one.
Damn.
Thank you, Paulie.
Yeah. Thank you, Paulie.
My wife, I had my wife listen to the show this morning, right? And she had asked me the other day about Dubinsky. And she's like, I thought you hated him. And I said, no. I said, I had to go through the whole thing that I went through last week on the show. So anyway, so she's listening to the show this morning. And she's hearing us talk about Dubinsky and the whole thing. And she says, so he got demoted? And I said, well, kind of. She says, well, what did they do with him? I said, they traded him to Columbus. She says, Columbus has a hockey team? I said, well, kind of. She says, are they a professional hockey team? I said, well, kind of.
That's great.
Now, she was laughing. She enjoyed last week's show very much.
When did this happen? Today?
Today. This is the first thing this morning.
I had this kind of the same thing. So you know how I'm always into the hockey cards, right?
Right.
So we go to Target and we pick up a box for $20, right? And, you know, we separate all the good guys. You know, we open it by pack. You've actually witnessed this.
Yeah.
We both looked at it.
I've seen it live.
Yeah. We go into like a trance. So, yeah, Tim Erickson. Patch. And I'm like, not so yeah. What happened? I said, he's on the Columbus Blue Jackets now. So it took all the way. She goes, what happened? I said, he was part of the Vinci and an Istanbul trade for Nash. And she was all disappointed.
There goes your
so
audio
we both.
Again.
Oh, it was me?
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
You're fading in and out. Like you keep moving your microphone around. Or, I don't know.
I'm not. I'm like here. Yeah, people say I'm too loud. People like me when I'm loud. People like me when I'm soft.
I'd rather have you loud.
All right. Well, yeah. So we kind of went through the same thing with this trade today.
That's funny.
So, Joe Deep. By the way, last week I was watching. I have this fight tape between 71 and 75, and Cesar Maniago makes an appearance on it. Absolutely hysterical. Also, JD as the St. Louis Blue mixing it up with Jacobin.
Really?
Funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I wish I could invite the whole world up to my house and we could watch these tapes.
Well, why don't you?
But anyway,
why don't you have a Ranger Crisis reunion and make a new video?
It's so hard to put together. It really is. It's just the
all
whole
right.
thing.
You could do it while you're on the boat.
Yeah, the last thing I'm going to be thinking about is. See, even
what's
Roy.
What's
Roy
that guy over there doing? He's making a video. He's putting together.
Yeah, he's taking a video.
Don't you recognize him? It's that Ranger Crisis guy.
So yeah, so we have the Columbus, the Columbus Blue Jacket thing with our wives.
Yes.
The whole trade coming back to rear its ugly head. Now, before you get into the contest, I know a lot of people are holding. I'm just
yeah, and if
be
you're
quick.
Holding, to play the game. If you're holding to play the game, hang up because we're not gonna start taking calls about the game until we give the clues and we start the game. So if you're on hold thinking you're going to get a jump on everybody with the clues, it's not going to happen. This isn't WPLJ.
Or WABB.
All right, or WABC. I'm not Harry Harrison. Best I could do with the echo.
So, anywho, on Saturday afternoon, a lot of the Ranger fans, not necessarily of Blue Shirt Underground, but just Ranger fans that we've met throughout the years that Facebook's been around and friends we've made, met in Brooklyn at this L&B Spumoni Gardens. And I can't believe it. You know, it's just Ranger fans are just psychotic. I mean, it's like 100 degrees. It's the middle of Brooklyn. People from Jersey are there. People from Long Island, you know, Connecticut, you know, parts unknown. It was really good to see everybody. Some Frosty was there with his wife Karen, the lovely Karen. Frosty, who's looking great, Jim. Frosty has advertised. I didn't get a chance to say it to him because I feel like when you point out, I mean, it's nice to hear you're losing weight and like, but you, sometimes you don't want to be the focal point. I mean, that's, you know, I've gone up and down a lot in my life. And when I lose weight, I really don't want to hear, hey, you're looking good, as opposed to what I looked like before. You know, that's how I felt.
You know what it is with me, too? A lot of times I'm afraid when people notice that I lose weight, then I'm just going to be an utter disappointment to them if I gain the weight back.
Yeah, and I feel
like just don't notice me.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I feel like then now, I don't know. Just like, you know.
They're monitoring
he
your
knows
weight.
As long as he knows,
right,
he feels better. But then you say, oh, wait a minute. Nobody said I lost, you know, I really didn't lose that much weight. Then you start getting self-conscious about it, thinking, I need to lose more. I didn't get enough compliments or enough attention. But, you know. See, Frosty says he knows I know. Frosty had like a bandana on. He looked like a motorcycle tough.
Yeah, I saw that. He's trying to keep
that. Yeah, rocking that.
He's got that full head of hair he's trying to.
Oh, yeah, the luxurious. The golden lock. Anthony Rieger. But Roger Murphy used to do the golden locks of Bobby Horner. He was in love with Bobby Horner on the Braves. He would never shut up about it. Oh, the golden locks of Bobby Horner. I'm digressing into a fucking world of weirdness. But it was great to see everybody there breaking bread. Just a lot of good people. And I'm glad I was invited. I'm glad I could stop by. But I'm going to say something, and I know Frosty's going to rage about this. I think that pizza's overrated there. That square slice is not that great.
You know, I looked at the pictures of the pizza, and it looked like it had an awful lot of sauce on it.
It's, you know, I think it gets all the hype because it's in Brooklyn, but it just ain't that great.
Right.
But anyway, but it was the company.
Of course.
Yeah, the company was there. Claude and Eva Simos were there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, let's see who else was there.
Did they talk to you?
Oh, you remember Zach Budnick, who used to call in the show?
Yeah, I saw pictures of
him. He was there, Zach.
Yeah.
Bill Lockador Morrison, one of my fave raves, was there. Zach has now left the NHL store. He's not working in the NHL store now.
Yeah, I heard he got some other job or something. Now, did they talk to you?
But yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay.
We're trying to make trouble.
I'm just asking a question. I got excommunicated, so what do I know?
Oh. So it was a great time. Damn, you know, it was fantastic. Damn. Florida Evans chiming in at this point. So that was that. It's good to see. Ranger fans are so diehard. People, I saw a kid there wearing his Nash jersey. He's already got his Nash jersey amped up. One guy, what's the guy's name? I'm sure. I'm so bad with names. That Frosty remembers. The kid who was wearing the Boyle shirt. He's friends with Helen Yoon was there.
I saw Helen Yoon was there in all her cleavage beauty.
She was all Olympic typed up.
She brought the twins.
Oh, Jesus. You really got to go there. So,
I Helen's great.
All right.
I love her.
Helen is.
Frosty said the babies. The babies.
The babies. All right. So what do you got?
Well, we got this. We got a rash of phone calls here now. So let's get to the phone calls, I guess, and then we'll play the game. We're going to run through the calls quick, though.
All right. Well, yeah. Well.
5-1, because I promised we're doing giveaways tonight. So 516-754. Who's this?
What's up, boys? It's Rock. How are you?
Going on, Rock?
Good, good. I'll be really quick tonight. I was not able to make last week's show, so I'm not really sure. I didn't get a chance to listen to the podcast. I'm with you, Eddie. I'm jonesing for hockey right now, and I'll tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself because I hate football. If there is no season to start, it's going to start in October because that's really what I live for right now, sport-wise. So I'm definitely with you at this point. I'm going to be extremely disappointed if there's another lockout. I think they raised the ticket prices on a lot of the fans this year. I understand hockey fans are loyal, but I think if there's another lockout, you know, this is a black eye for Gary Bettman, in my opinion. And you know, I understand what he's trying to do. In essence, he's really saving five franchises. I mean, from what I gathered, all the other franchises are making money. And the reason that the other franchises aren't making money is because of poor management. From this perspective, the Islanders, for the amount of draft picks that they've had in the top end of the draft, they should have been Pittsburgh by now. It's poor management. It's poor scouting. There's a lot of things that go into this. I understand, you know, the Islanders would draw fans if the team was competitive. I mean, the Garden, in some aspects, is extremely antiquated, but they still drew 18,200 regardless, even when the Rangers were bad. I mean, maybe.
Well,
I don't think it's the building.
Well, let me
cut you off. It's the product.
I'll tell you what backs up what you're saying. I have a friend of mine who's a cool dude. He is an Island fan. So when I saw him, I hadn't seen him in a couple months. I said, "Oh well, what do you think about your Islanders this year? You know what you did in the." He's like, "I'm done. This is like the fourth rebuild." He says, "I can't do it. I'm not watching them. I'm not," because he lives in Virginia, and he's not paying for the package to see them. So that speaks volumes to me, because this guy was. I mean, I would go with tooth and nail with him, Rangers Islanders, for, you know, 15 years, and he's done. So that speaks to what you're saying. You know, they're poorly managed, these teams. You certainly can do a lot in this league on a low budget. You know, you don't have to. With all the picks they've had, they should be a lot more competitive. Look at the Rangers.
I mean, like I said, I just think that this is a black eye for Gary Bettman. I mean, he locked out the players. They got what they wanted. They got the friggin' salary cap in there. And then he wants more from the players. I mean, the owners are the ones that are overpaying guys. And it's not just the big market teams. You know, it's not. Where did Nashville come up with the money to pay Shea Weber? You know, I mean, all these franchises are claiming poverty. And they're saying they can't afford stuff, but yet all of a sudden, when push comes to shove, all of a sudden they have money. I mean, I don't know. I mean, who are we saving here? Are we saving the Islanders? Are we saving Phoenix? Are we saving Columbus? I mean, there's only about five franchises that aren't drawing anything. It's because the team, well, even Phoenix had a great season this year. I don't know, Jim, it's Phoenix. What is Phoenix drawing? Do you know what Phoenix draws? Do they sell out?
No, they don't sell out.
I mean, and the team was good, so maybe that's just poor location. I hate to say it because I know you hate to lose your hockey team, you know, where you're located. But you know, maybe they should go back to Quebec. I mean, all of a sudden, Atlanta moved to Winnipeg, and all of a sudden they have all this money to throw at Olli Jokinen. I mean, to me, that's just this. We're trying to save five franchises or three franchises, really. I mean, everyone else, from my perspective, obviously I don't look at their books, and I don't know, you know, what their financial situations are, but it seems like we're talking about the same three teams.
Phoenix was last in the league in attendance.
And look how good that team was last year. Look how great that team was last year. And they can't draw flies.
What does that tell you? It's just a bad location.
Well, it's that, and I think at this point, I think their fans, the fan base that they do have, I think they're fed up. I think they're fed up. The constant instability every day in the news. You know, are they going to stay? Are they going to go? The town's voting on it. The town passes something. They don't have an owner. Then they got this. I mean, it's every day. I mean, I can't blame them at this point. But
no,
location
listen,
had a lot to do with it. But the
Islanders, look at the Carolina Hurricanes. All of a sudden, they have money.
The Islanders were next to last in attendance, by the way.
It's because the team isn't good. I honestly think the Islander fan will come back if the team was competitive. They don't even sell out for Ranger Islander games anymore. That used to be one of the hardest tickets to get was a Ranger Islander game at the Coliseum, because there were a lot of Ranger fans on Long Island, and there were a lot of diehard Islander fans that just died to see them beat the Rangers. They don't even sell out for those games anymore. It's because the team isn't good. It's not because of not even because of the building. I mean, it's partly the reason. But now, look at the Mets got a new brand new stadium, right? It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. They can't drop by either. Why? Because they stink. Again, we're trying to save five franchises. And to me, this is a black eye for Gary Bettman more than anybody else. If they lose any games this season, to me, he's the one to blame, because he's trying to save five franchises. And to me, you know, I understand you don't want to lose franchises in certain cities, but you know what? Unfortunately, if it's not working there, move them somewhere else. Obviously, I don't know, again, what Winnipeg's financial situation was. Obviously, it's their first season coming from Atlanta. All of a sudden, they have all this money to throw at guys. Carolina, another small market franchise, has $7 million to throw at Semin, and they were in on Parisi, and they were in on Ryan Suter. They have all this money all of a sudden. I mean, it just, to me, I don't see what the big deal is. I don't understand what they're fighting over. It's trying to save three franchises, and I don't think that's fair to the rest of the league. I don't know. So,
I agree.
But as far as the Rangers go, it's amazing how one player, I don't know if you guys touched on this last week, one player has jolted them to the top of the Las Vegas standings, as far as it went from 12-1 to 9-1 right after the Nash trade.
Really?
For whatever reason, Pittsburgh's still number one.
Well, Jim got him.
Jordan
Stoll. Jim played his bet while in Vegas.
No, I didn't bet them. John did. Your buddy John.
Oh, that's right.
But
what
I'm going.
One you got?
I have to go to Vegas next month for work, so I'm gonna try and lay down a bet then on them. I thought he said 12-1. He bet them.
So
10, maybe
they're
9-1
now.
Yeah.
They're 9-1 now. Pittsburgh's 8-1, and I still can't figure out how Pittsburgh's still the favorite when they lost Jordan Stoll and they lost Mahalik and they've signed nobody of significance. I mean, is Crosby alone, a healthy Crosby alone, gonna? I don't know. I don't see how they're the favorites, but whatever.
And as bad as their defense and goaltending was in the playoffs, I don't know. Yeah. I agree.
I don't know. From a Ranger fan, you got to be happy with their offseason, and I think the Nash thing has kind of settled a lot of the craziness down where these fans were clamoring. You know, I don't see Shane Doan at this point. He would really like just jolt them to, you know, even higher if that's even possible. But you know, if they can bring in a guy like Jason Arnott and another veteran defenseman, I'm cool with that. I still think they need to add a little depth. I mean, I think they just need to do it now so they're not scrambling around and during the season to try to find people. They have the cap space, so why not just do it now?
But you know what? I keep looking at the other teams in the division, and they're not doing anything. And the Flyers just got weaker by losing Mazzaros.
Yeah, Mazzaros.
They're going to be
out for the season,
wow, that's
right?
That's a big hit for them. At least a big part of the season.
Isn't it fitting? It would be fitting that there's a lot of job and they lose half the season and all these guys start getting healthy and everything starts happening, and this would be the one year the Rangers would be the favorites to win and something would happen. So, you know. I don't know. We'll see.
Jordan Stoll going to Carolina. I'm telling you, none of these teams have made the moves the Rangers made. I mean, yeah, the Rangers got to be tweaking. I think the Rangers last week's show, my problem was just that the Raptors call for we've got to get through these contests. But I was a little worried, Rock, about you lost Prust, you've lost Fedotenko, you've lost Isimov, you've lost Dubinsky. These are a lot of guys that came to play every night. I could count on them. Yeah, they couldn't score worth a damn. But they did hustle, gave it all. Will these new guys that have been brought in play that way? Or is Tortorella going to make them play that way, or are they going to be out? You know, that was a little bit of concern for me. You know, if I had to worry about something, like me and you were worriers. So that was my worry.
Eddie, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I kind of said that 2 weeks ago when I called in after the Nash trade, and I said that I was a little bit weary with the amount of turnover the team had from the previous season where they really just added Richards and Rupp. They didn't turn over the roster the way they, I want to say, somewhat did this year. I don't know. I look at it from the playoff perspective. You didn't lose anybody that had a significant role in the playoffs. Brandon Prust, God love him. I mean, he's a heart and soul guy. He fought Neil in that one game. You know, you can say that. Other than that, they didn't really need him the rest of the playoffs. You can find another guy to fight and kill penalties. So, you know, Onisimov had a pretty good series against Ottawa. He was invisible against Washington and the Devils. Dubinsky, great in Game 7 against Ottawa. He didn't play against Washington. He was invisible against the Devils. He was still probably hurt. I mean, you can go on and on. But Fedotenko, he had a pretty good series against the Devils. With the exception of that, invisible. So, if you're looking from a playoff perspective, I really think the team can definitely excel in the regular season. Where this team lacked was depth and offense, really, for the playoffs. That's where this team really was hurt, because they left themselves open during the season. And I think they fixed the needs that they needed to do.
I think you're right. We'll save the argument for next week. But I will argue that, maybe those guys didn't score. But, you know, they were guys that were contributing it to being 1-0. And because they are hard-working guys. You never said, oh, Artie, he's lazy. You were saying, he really should take the puck to the net more. He doesn't have enough confidence. He gets knocked off the puck too easy. Or Fedotenko. His face was a roadmap last year. Probably fought too much, but he was always in there blocking shots, key penalty kills. You know, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know if Aaron Asham and Pyatt, I don't really know them that well to say, are they that type of players, you know? So I'm a little scared, that's all. You know, I'm a little worried. I got to see it.
Yeah. And so you should be. I mean, like you said, the turnover was a little bit greater, but you know what? Heart and soul of the team, the grit, the young legs, I mean, the speed is still there, and adding Nash, you know, and you know, I just think that the team's better. I think on paper, if you wrote it out, the team is young. It's actually a little older, believe it or not, because they did add a few over 30-plus guys. But just if you look down the lineup, they have three pretty solid lines. You know, obviously, once Gavrik is healthy. And if you separate Gavrik and Nash and you don't play them on the same line, who do you defend? I mean, finally, Gavrik has a little bit of help. I mean, it's conceivable that both of these guys could score 40 goals this year. You know, if Gavrik can bring it back
solid,
and be healthy.
I mean, we need the guy that me and you, I keep saying I'm going to end this, but the guy and Joe D just said it as I was thinking of it, Derek Stepan has to. He's got to step up. I mean, this is his year. He's really got to. I mean, he's the second center on the team behind Richards. And after that, you have Boyle and Halpern and maybe JT Miller if he makes the team. So he needs to step up with the point production. And hopefully playing with Callahan or Gavrik or whoever he winds up playing with, he'll be able to do that. And having Kreider and Nash maybe on the left side of one of those playing with them.
Stephon's going to score in the regular season. I want to see it in the playoffs. He's going to get points in the regular season. He's done it 2 years straight.
He needs to become more of a major player in the regular season. And yes, we know his playoffs. You know, he's still young, so we got to be patient. Got to be patient. but you know, me and you had high expectations.
Absolutely.
All right, Rock. Well, I've got to move, my friend.
No problem.
Can you just keep
me on hold? I'd actually like to play the game if you don't mind. I'm at work right now. I'm listening to the show via phone, so if it's all right with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Thanks, Jim.
All right, Jimbo. You ready for trivia? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I think I might have been muted by accident there. Coast, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Nothing. Rock, sorry that you didn't hear me say goodbye to you and put you on hold, but I had my microphone muted. What's going on, Costa?
Same old. I'm getting there with the leg. I'm still a little sore, you know, going to the doctor in a couple weeks, so.
But with the leg, do you need a rehab for that, or?
And I'm not going to rehab it until it's still sore. So I'm not gonna you know what I'm saying?
Okay, you got to wait till that clears up.
Yeah, I don't want to re-injure it.
Right. No, I hear they work you pretty hard. Now let's get to your what pearls of wisdom you want to espouse on tonight's broadcast.
You know what? Fuck the NA stuff. They want to lock out. Fuck them. They ain't getting my money anyway. Or they ain't getting my fucking money. Fuck them.
You scoundrel.
I had enough. Really. I mean.
Well, you've been a big proponent.
Let me say this. Guess what's going to happen? If they lock out, all the merch is going to get discounted. So there you go.
That's true. They're going to have all the merchandise will be discounted. So you shoppers out there, the lockout could be a good thing. They may put those Chinese sweatshops and make those fake jerseys out of business.
Government just shut down a whole bunch of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about 75 of them, I think, got shut down. Bastards.
There's always eBay.
Oh, shit ain't cheap on eBay anymore. Not like it used to be.
No. I'm saying if you want an authentic Winter Classic, they still have them on eBay.
Do they?
Actually, in fact, for like $500, They have game worn practice jerseys like game worn. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
But I ain't gonna spend $500 on that. Fuck that.
No.
It's credit to the Sue Bjorman show. All right, Ghost, we get done. Get out of here, you bum.
All right, bye bye.
Talk to you later, Ghost.
Right, take care, brother. Love you.
Bye. I'll punch it out. What's that?
Rumor. He's got some of a Gabrick for Kessler as a chat room. Is that real? Is that something that Puff Daddy Squirrel Eklund came up with?
Oh, I don't
know. He's Trace.
All right, let's see. A.T. Schick.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Right.
I love the Rangers and everything. I like the trade and everything, but I don't like the idea of a lockout at all.
Well, I don't like it, but if it happens, it happens. There ain't a damn thing we can do about it. What's your name, by the way, or do we just call you at Schick?
My name's Cole.
Cole. Oh, okay. You're in the chat room.
Yes.
Okay. This is your first time listening to the show?
It is. Well, I listen to it on iTunes after the show.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. But I just want to say one more thing.
Sure.
Go Rangers!
All right.
You sound awful young. How old are you?
I'm 12.
12.
Yeah.
All right. Your parents don't mind you listening to this? This is kind of...
No,
We're a little off color sometimes there, Cole.
Yeah, me and my dad listening to it together.
Oh, all right. Oh, there you go. It's those precious moments with dad listening to this filth.
Yeah.
All right, Cole. Well, you thank you for calling in. You tell your dad we said hello and thank him for letting you listen to this.
All right. See you guys.
Take care.
You too. Go Rangers.
You know it. Our youngest caller ever. Right?
Yes.
I think we've ever. You might want to try hanging up and calling back in. I keep losing. You're fading in and out.
All right. I'll be right back.
Okay. And I'm gonna. I'll take another call while we're waiting for you to come back.
Yeah. You wait for me. You do that.
601-462. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who is this?
Zach.
Who's this?
Zach.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So, I had a few questions on the Rangers here. I don't think anything's going progressing. I don't think they have a chance at Doan now. The fact that he has family in Vancouver. His desire is Phoenix, but the Rangers are looking for someone and they can't find anybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they want Doan if they can get him for the right price. Eddie, you're back. You back with us?
Yes.
Much better, much better. And I'm sorry, caller. Give Eddie your name again, please.
My name is Zach.
Zach?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, just having a little trouble understanding you there.
Now, is there a question about Shane Doan? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, do you want Shane Doan at the how much are you willing to pay for Shane Doan?
Probably the most I give him is about 3 years.
And at what money? Are you willing to go to some of the reported? It's been $5 million, $6 million.
$4 million.
I don't know if I could go there.
I mean, I'm not willing to go that high for a guy like Doan because he's already 36. I mean, the most I give him is 3 years, somewhere between 4.5 and $5 million, the most per year.
I think that could happen. I don't think it will happen. Or most Ranger fans would want probably around 3 to 3.5 to 4. Not much difference in what you're talking about there. It's possible. I mean, he would be a good, I think, icing on the cake for the Rangers offseason. But if they spend too much, I think some Ranger fans would be like, here we go again with a guy who's going to be 39 at the end of his contract, and we're still paying him a lot of money. So, a lot of money. So, I think he'd be a good character guy. That's the thing I like about the guy. He really a guy.
I agree.
20 goals last year? He had 20 goals, right?
25,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Zach, I have a quick question for you.
All right.
Are you in Mississippi?
Nope.
Oh, your area code's from Mississippi.
Oh, no. I just recently got my phone. That's why.
Oh, okay. What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fresh Meadows, Queens, New York.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Fresh Meadows. Love Fresh Meadows.
Nice.
All right, Queens in the house. Anything
new
else, call Zach?
Us tonight? Zach, you sound like a young man yourself. How old are you?
14 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Way to go, man.
I love the youngsters.
Young, knowledgeable fan. Not just like, I like the Rangers because they got Rick Nash. You guys talking about Shane Doan and the contract. I love it.
Yeah, and not only that, but we've got these younger kids listening to us now. We're creating a revolution. You know what I mean? These impressionable young children will listen to us and rise up someday.
I hope so.
take over the throne.
Zach, anything else on your mind?
No, that's it.
All right, Zach, thank you for calling in, buddy. We'll talk
to
you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Well, you know, you're in the iPod generation, the download thing, the podcast generation.
That's true.
What's going to be coming up?
That's true.
They'll be talking to in 20 years. You know, I used to listen to Jim and Eddie.
Might be the Colin Zach show.
Yeah. The Colin Zach show. So, Fresh Meadow, Queens. Love it. All right. Are we ready to start this contest? I see Tortorella was on the radar. He talked to Uncle Stan the other day, Fischler, about Mike Rupp. Said that Rupp was really hurt a lot last season, kind of like what was reported by the highly controversial Ricky Azazu.
Yeah.
He's been burning up the Blue Shirt Underground radio page with comments about Dave Maloney. It looks like that Rupp was playing injured most of the year, and Tortorella says he's looking forward to Rupp being a bigger contributor in the season. This season.
Speed back in his game.
Yeah. Get him up to the double-digit goals, at least. So let's get the proverbial show on the road.
All right, I'm going to private message you right now the answer to the first player.
Oh,
there it is.
Okay.
Got it. All right.
Yes.
All right. So here we go. I'll give you the rules one more time. I'm going to give you a hint about a player. Then you guys will have to call in. No answers in the chat room. 646-478-4692. You can ask a question that we can only answer yes or no, and then you take a guess. If you're right, you win one of those great Tortorella shirts that you saw. I posted the picture in the Facebook group, and I posted it earlier in the chat room. If you're wrong, we'll hang up on you. You can call back if you want to guess again. All right, everybody got it? Good to go. Just give me one second here. Let me pull something up on the computer. G to G. All right. First player, I will only tell you this. He was a forward, and he played in the 80s for the Rangers. Okay? 646-478-4692 is the number. It has to be a yes or no question. So let's see. Since Rock was on hold, we'll put Rock up first. Rock, what's your question?
Was he a big-time goal scorer?
No.
Played in the 80s. So that's the only question I get, right? Now I got a guess?
Right. Then you can call back if you want to take another guess.
All right. God, talking 10 years of Ranger hockey. Wasn't a big-time goal scorer. I don't know. Chris Nyland.
Incorrect. I got to turn that up a little bit. That's not loud enough. All right. 862-219. What's your question?
Was he a captain?
No.
I only got one question.
Yes.
Okay.
You got to guess.
Now you got to guess.
I'm not sure if he's played in the 80s. But I'm going to Van Beesbrook. Van Beesbrook. Can't say his name.
First clue was he was a forward. I'll give you another crack at this.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Crap. Maloney.
4 million.
Dismissed.
Rock, next question.
I didn't hear the last one because I don't have my radio, so can you just repeat what he said?
I'm sorry. 646-478-4692. His question was he a captain? And the answer was no. And then he guessed Maloney, And since I already since I told him it was a forward, I'm going to take that as Don Maloney, and I will tell you that it is not Don Maloney.
Was he a checking forward?
No.
No.
No, he wasn't. No.
Oh, so he wasn't a goal scorer, he wasn't a captain, he wasn't a checking forward. So he would have to be a fighter.
Big time. He's a big time.
Oh, gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
He was not a big time goal scorer for the Rangers.
The Rangers.
He was no Frola.
He's no Alex Kotelik.
He's a big time. I don't know. that's tough. Mark Osborne.
Dismissed. I'll leave you on hold, Rock, so you can hear. We'll play the gong when we play Name That Islander. 646-478-4692 if you want to call in and take a guess. Stop guessing in the chat room. None of you are right anyway. Pear Juice was a defenseman. All right, let's see.
People just like typing or saying Pear Juice.
I think so. Zach, you want to take a guess at this? You got a question?
Can I take a guess?
You don't want to ask a question?
Sure. What position did he play?
He was a forward.
I'll
give you another question since I already said that.
All right. I got one more question.
Yes. Now, if you want to ask me if he was a left wing or a right wing or a center, you can certainly ask that. I don't know if that will help you at all, but you can ask that question.
How long was he on the Rangers for?
3 seasons.
Okay.
Let me rephrase that. Parts of 3 seasons.
All right, I'm going to take a wild guess. Was it Reino Ruotsalainen?
He's a fool, that's Reino.
Sexy Rexy was a defenseman. 646.
He did play wing occasionally.
That's true, he did. 646-478-4692. Yes or no questions? This is all your fault. I don't know what they're talking about. All right. Come on, I want to hear some guesses. Call in. Last time we gave away a Broadway hat, we had like 40 calls. So far, I've got 3, and 3 of them were Rock. Rock, you got another guess? Or another question?
Yeah. God. I'm trying to think of something that's broad.
He's trying to Google what he's doing.
No, I'm not even near a computer.
Who needs a computer?
Was he a fighter?
What the hell? No, he's not a fighter.
Not a fighter. God. 3 seasons for the Rangers.
Yeah, maybe this would be a time for you to review the clues. Okay, answer this.
All right, here's what we know. He is a forward. Played parts of 3 seasons in the 80s. He is not Dave Maloney. He is not Don Maloney. He is not Reino Ruotsalainen. He is not John Van Beesbrouck. And he is not Chris Nyland. He was not a fighter. He was not a big-time goal scorer for the Rangers.
Somebody guess. Well, this isn't the answer. Somebody guess Sastrom. Sastrom, I would consider a big-time scorer for the Rangers. So,
yeah, that's why I thought about him.
Right.
He
would be a big-time scorer for the Rangers.
All right, so did we reviewed all the clues? We reviewed the answers?
Bye-bye.
Exactly. All right, Rock. No guess?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just throw someone out here because.
Nick.
Bernie Nichols.
This
back on hold. Here is your... Thank you, Paulie. Here is your first clue. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Flower.
Flower.
Yes, sir. I'm explaining it to you right now.
All right. I'm not following it.
And you got to think about it.
No, oh, God.
What's wrong with that?
It's too...
Well, I'm asking them to think too much?
Yeah, it really is. This is not Jeopardy.
Fine. Here's your second clue. I'll give another clue.
No. Go with that and see if these people agree with me at the end of it.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just a dummy.
862. Is this Sam?
I'm back again. Sorry.
Okay.
My question is he a current coach in the NHL?
No. Good question. No. But no.
Good question, though.
That is a very good.
Yeah, I was going to say Lindy Ruff, but I got no guess then.
All right. And now the phone calls are starting to come.
This is a nice shirt. I didn't even be calling it.
Cutsy, what's going on? What do you got for me?
You mean me?
Yeah, you're Cutsy.
Oh, Cutsy. I'm sorry. I didn't get the last part.
Jeff Petstopoulos, what do you got?
Okay. He was a forward. Did he have a famous twin?
No.
No.
Oh.
Oh, brother. We almost got a live old brother.
Yeah. I'm just gonna throw out a name. Kelly Miller.
Miss.
808-218. What's your question?
Hey, what's up, boys? Roy Pa calling from Hawaii. I think I got this.
Wow, Roy Pa from Hawaii. You down here with Tom Dwyer from the Blarney Rock?
Be gentle. Is it Guy Lafleur?
Wrong.
No.
Father.
Timed that perfectly. That calls from Hawaii.
Zach, do you have another guess? A question?
What position did he take?
It has to be a yes or no question.
Was he a right winger?
No.
You can't give me any more hints?
No. I'll give a hint after your call. And then you can call back if you have another guess. What do you got? Tick, tick.
Was it Guy Lafleur?
Dismissed.
All right. Here's
Father.
Thank you, Paulie. Here's what we know. It is not Dave Maloney. It is not Don Maloney. It is not Chris Nyland. It is not Guy Lafleur. It is not Lindy Ruff. It's not Rio Rutsalainen.
Guy Lafleur.
What did I say?
He said Guy Lafleur.
I said Guy?
No, you said Guy. He said Guy.
Oh, well, it's not Guy or Guy or Lafleur. It's not anyone. It's not Anton Lafleur. It's not Antoine Lafleur. It's not Guy, Guy, or his kid. All right. It's not him either. He was a forward. He was not a right winger. He played for the Rangers part of three seasons. Your first clue was flower. Your second clue. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Give it to me.
A bruise on the leg is a hell of a long way from the heart, candy ass. 646-478-4692 is the number. Eddie, do you know where I got that clue from?
I think so.
another one that's way out there.
All right. Let's see.
No, you know what? You know what? I didn't know that, so that one's good. But I didn't know that.
Oh, and we know he was not a big-time goal scorer for the Rangers. Let's see. Zach, what's your question?
My question is, how many seasons did he play with the Rangers?
Has to be a question I can answer yes or no. I've already answered that, though. Parts of three seasons he was with the Rangers.
You know what? I hold.
What?
Can I hold?
All right.
Well, you can make a guess.
I put him back on hold. Rock, do you have another question?
Was he ever an all-star?
No.
Big time goal scorer for the Rangers. Parts of three seasons. This is killing me. Marcel Dion.
No. It is not Marcel Dion. 646-478-4692. Stop giving answers in the chat room. If you think you know the answer, call in. 646-478-4692. All right. So let's see. What do we got here? Who's on hold? Same three guys that have been on hold. Sammy, what do you got?
I asked my dad. He watched the Rangers in the 80s. He said Kelly Miller.
One for you. And one for your dad.
Dismissed. Kelly Miller, who was part of that Bobby Carpenter trade.
Yes, he was.
I'm very good.
No. No. 646-478-4692 is the number. Let's see. Who have we got? 516-944. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris?
Chris the Meat. Yeah.
Chris the Meat. How are you?
Oh.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, fellas?
Good, good. You have a question?
Pretty good.
I have a guess.
You have a guess. All right. What's your guess?
Is it Rob McClanahan?
You are correct, sir.
You are correct, sir. The winner of my Brian Leach jersey will also get.
Just get your
the next
one.
Question. What else am I? I'm going to send you a pair of shorts. I got my Christmas pajamas. I'll send you those.
Perfect.
All right, Chris. You're in the Facebook group, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just send me a message on Facebook with your address, and I'll get a shirt out to you in a couple of days.
All right,
soon
cool.
As I
thanks
get
a lot.
It. All right.
Much
thank
appreciate
you, Chris. All right. Let me just make sure I disconnect the right person. You're 944, right?
Yes.
Okay. Send me a message on Facebook. Thanks, Chris.
I will. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. The clue, flower. Gold medal flower. Not the plant. Flower. Gold medal flower. Rob McClanahan wore a gold medal. A bruise on the leg is a hell of a long way from the heart, Candy asked. That was an argument he had with Herb Brooks. And then the last clue was going to be finished them off. It was Rob McClanahan scored the game-winning goal against Finland in the 1980 Olympics, which won the U.S. the gold medal.
What do you think about that gold medal clue? Do you think that's a little, I don't know.
What?
People say you're tricky. You're tricky, Jim.
Well, I make you think.
Yeah, I know. But let's not forget the cumulative IQ of this chat room.
I should have used Blanche Devereaux as a clue.
Exactly.
Rue McClanahan.
Not a relative.
Did he have a famous twin? Yes, it was Rue McClanahan.
Oh, Hoagie X. The flower clue is god awful. Oh man!
It wasn't a flower clue. It was a flower clue.
I don't know. I thought so.
Couldn't have been that awful. We found a winner, and I gave you plenty of hints.
I think that's because the chat room's saying it.
Buy a shirt. Don't buy the goddamn shirt. Go see how many shirts WFAN's giving away.
Frosty 3 hours later. Listen, you know, we're still honing these giveaways.
Oh, should have said gold medal. Well, then that hones it down to what? Three guys? Two guys? Rob McClanahan and Dave Silk.
Sure, or Pavlich.
Pavlich, that's right. Pavlich. Forgot about him.
Or Ruzioni, though. Never played.
All right. I'm gonna clear the phones. And we'll start. We got one more. We're gonna give away. Huh?
We got two people in the freaking queue. I'm about to call in, though. I want two of those things. Tell me.
Bob Brook wasn't a 1980 Olympian. He was on the 84 team.
Yes. Oh, Bill Baker, that's right. Chris the Feet. I don't know why this guy wins. Bill Baker was god awful. Oh, God.
Your microphone's off again.
He was horrible.
There you go. Dobie Gillis. You want to do another one or what?
Why not? Let's go, baby.
All right.
Let's shoot stars, but let's wrap this up around 10:30. I got to be in Cuba tomorrow.
Are you going out of New York or Bayonne?
New York.
New York. Carnival?
Yes, Carnival. Block talk. Shit.
Block talk.
USS Block Talk.
Who the hell would get on a ship named the Block Talk? You can't even broadcast. You're going to put us out into international waters?
Wind up like that Italian thing. Italian crew. All right. Anyway, let's get on with the show here.
All right. all right. Now, like I said, this shirt, I'll probably have it about a week, and as soon as I get it, I'll send it to you. The only clue I'll give you two clues. This former New York Ranger played in the 1994 playoffs, retired as a Ranger, played in the 90s, in the 90s decade, and the 2000s. Okay, now I've given you quite a few clues.
Yeah, this one should go fast. I mean, I don't know it yet, but if he was associated with the 94 team, most people know the roster.
He played in the 94 playoffs.
He played in the 94 playoffs.
Yes, sir. Retired a Ranger. He was with them in the 90s and the 2000s, both decades. Okay?
This one's a little tricky.
You're going to have to put your thinking caps on again. Yes or no questions. 646-478-4692. Okay? Here we go. Who's on? Rock. Rock. You got a question?
You played in the 2000s with them too, right?
Yes.
Retired a Ranger?
Yes.
Did he wear number 10?
No.
No.
That's what I thought it was then.
tick.
Time Ranger.
Yes,
Adam
sir.
Graves.
Wrong.
Rock
setting a record tonight for he's breaking Newman's record. 646-478-4692 is the number. If you want to guess, call in. Don't do it in the chat room. Let's see, who's this? Zach, you got a question?
What position did he play?
Has to be a yes or no question.
Was he ever an all-star?
That one's interesting.
Yes, twice. Good question. You have a guess? Sorry, we got to move things along. Call back when you have a guess. 86, is this Sam again? You got a question?
He's getting the dismiss.
He's listening to the show. Now he'll hear his number.
Dismissed.
646-478-4692. Basil Fomine. Frosty with the correct answer. All right, if you guys want to take a guess, that's the number. If nobody else calls in, then we'll give the shirt away next time. We'll come up with a different player or something. I don't know. Because we only got a few minutes left. And no offense to Zach or Sam, but I really don't want to keep taking the same two people over and over and over again. You know, I don't think it's...
I know nothing.
Sorry, I got disconnected before.
Thank you, Paulie. What's going on, Sam? You got a question?
Is he a forward?
No.
Okay. I don't know how long he played. I'll go with Jeff Bookaboom.
Did retire.
Dismissed.
Incorrect. Not a bad guess. Nothing wrong with that guess.
Not a bad.
All right, I'm going to give a clue.
Flower.
No. The clue is...
Shut up, you mouth!
Exactly. The clue is captain. Captain. Six four six four seven eight four six nine two. You want to call in, ask a question, take a guess? Got 10 minutes to go. We're going to wrap this up. Eddie will be on vacation. He's leaving tomorrow. He will not return until September 24th. 8 weeks he will be sailing the high seas. I'm just kidding.
What?
It'll be like Leona Helmsley living on the high seas. No, what are you going to be gone? Like 10 days, 8 days, something like that?
8 days.
Back on the 18th. All right, so... we'll be back with Blue Shirt Underground Radio on the 22nd. That'll be 2 weeks from yesterday. I'll probably do something next Friday night, maybe football, maybe a little bit of everything, just to kill the boredom for myself. So I'll let you guys know in the Facebook group next Friday night, probably around 9, 10 o'clock. And if you're not following us on Facebook already, make sure you do so, Blue Shirt Underground Radio, join the group, or blueshirtunderground.com. Follow me on Twitter, at BSU Radio Jim. Wait a minute. Why is it saying we're off? They're saying we're off the air. Hold on. Refresh the page. Hold on a minute. Are you there, Eddie?
Yeah.
They're saying in the chat room they lost the show.
It says we have 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
18 minutes left.
Yeah, we should. Hold on.
Yeah, everybody's heading out.
Great.
It's like this show blows. I mean, this server blows.
It's a bunch of garbage.
All right. Well.
With this specific player, if he doesn't get 10 games or more, it's a disgrace in the face of the NHL.
Thank you, Paulie.
We go to the Paulie Beach.
Well, I'll tell you what. Since nobody called in with the answer and something happened with the audio, we'll give away
it. People on hold.
Yeah, but nobody can hear it now, and I don't think it's fair.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think give it a shot with these four people.
All right. No,
they're holding on. They're still listening.
All right. All right, hold on. Let me see what we got here. Hold on. 336-831, you're on the air. Who's
hey,
this?
Hey, I think it's Cole again.
Hey, Cole, what's going on?
I think I have the answer to your shirt question.
All right.
Is it Mark Messier?
Wrong.
Oh.
No. Captain, I know you would think Captain.
Cutsy.
I'm not crazy.
Jeff Katsopoulos.
That's funny.
I'm not crazy.
Okay. So, did he play for the 94 Rangers or no?
No.
I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. And he retired with the Rangers captain. Oh dear. I'm sorry. I don't know this. I thought I knew it. I'm gonna have to go with. Sorry. Brian Leetch. I'm sorry.
Dismissed.
I'm not crazy.
All right.
All right, continue. I'll be in Cuba soon. I'm getting on the ship.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
I don't even know who's next. Let's see. 601. Who's this? Zach?
Yeah.
You got a question?
Question. Was he a defenseman?
No.
No.
Can I ask another question?
No.
All right. Was it Glenn Healy?
Incorrect.
Didn't Glenn Healy go to the Islanders after the Rangers?
No, he was with the Islanders before he was with the Rangers, wasn't he?
Right. Did he go to somebody else after the Rangers? Maybe he did.
Toronto,
you're
right. Yeah. 516-944. Is this Chris?
Yeah, I don't even want another shirt. I just wanted to guess.
No, I don't want you to guess because I'm afraid you know it.
I think I know it.
And
all right.
You're going to blow it.
I'm not going to blow it.
I'm going to hang up on you.
Fine. Later, fellas.
Go hang out with your hot entourage there, Chris.
All Everybody's right. Like, what? Yep.
Thank head you, Paulie.
Any head hit.
Another political rant. 973-590. You're on Blue Shirt Underground. Who's this?
It's Brett.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Brett?
Brett Anderson?
Yes.
What's your question, sir? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
I'm just going to go straight ahead and guess.
All right, take a guess.
Eddie Olczyk.
Dismissed. Incorrect. Another hint? Should we give another clue?
Yeah.
Ha ha ha! Ernie har har.
You're just playing with the sound effects.
Yeah, no, I'm bored out of my mind at this point.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
One more round, and we got to save it for next show.
Surely you can't be serious. That is the next clue. That is the last clue I'm giving. If we don't give it away tonight, we'll give it away in 2 weeks. Different player. 646-478-4692 is the number. What I was saying before the audio cut out, we will be back with Blue Shirt Underground Radio on Wednesday, August 22nd, after Eddie returns from his sailing the seven seas. I'll probably do a show next Friday night. I don't know, maybe football, something, whatever. We'll throw something together. And that's it. And for the last time, if you want to win the shirt, you have to call in. 646-478-4692. If you think you know the answer, call in. Dwindling down to the last few minutes here, Eddie. You want to go over the line combinations?
Oh, there are people who start with that already.
I know. I know.
Before and after Gather. Love. Do we have anybody in queue here?
No. No. Same guys. Zach and Sam, they've had enough guesses.
No,
we'll play this again in 2 weeks when we return. We'll get a different player and different clues. All right, I think I've had enough.
Well, we thank everybody for listening to this cacophony. Did we actually do an hour and a half in the early days of August?
Yeah, well,
this crap was
almost an hour. Got your passport? You got to have a passport nowadays, right? Go anywhere?
Yeah, I got my passport. Got everything
nice.
Ready.
Lucy, you must have a passport. Well, have a great time.
Thank you, sir.
We will miss you terribly. We'll try and hold things together while you're gone.
Oh, I know you will. And have fun with your Friday show, man.
Yeah, we'll see. Next Friday, we'll do something. Take this weekend off. So you've been a great crowd. Good night.
Good night, man.
Good night, everybody. Here, we'll play Eddie's song on the way out here.
Love. Exciting